Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Our boy Ben Brust off right. He's about to get shackled up, but before he gets them shackles on his ankles, we gonna party for his bachelor party with you, KBN Nation. Come tonight, 5 o'clock, 3rd Street Market Hall. I might get y'all a drink or two, only if it's less than $5. But I'm gonna hook a couple of y'all up tonight, KBN Nation. So come on down for the Ben Brust bachelor party, 3rd Street Market Hall, 5 o'clock tonight.
It's a great day to be alive on a Thursday. If Kyle Wallace is going to open up his wallet.
Yeah, free man. You're a free man. Only for less than a month. Got to live it up.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace. You heard his voice. Brad Nordman alongside him. Running the show is Alex Strofe, back from embarrassing us once again. Kicking a football, running a 40-yard dash. He's back in person. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776 at the Carbus Talk and Text Line. Strofe, are we still having people text party? All right, if you want to come at 5 o'clock just so we can get a head count, party, P-A-R-T-Y, all you got to do is text that to 800-990-3776, and I know I'm going to end up with the tab.
Oh, Ben, don't be so negative. We're throwing you into matrimony.
Kyle's promo said him to be shackled.
The shackles and bondage was a very interesting angle, Kyle.
If that's the case, I got some shackles in the back.
That is
no, seriously, I got them.
Oh wow, well yeah, no, they call it all ball and chain. That's what they call having a husband or a wife, and so you got your old ball and chain.
I don't know if I'm doing this right or wrong. I haven't decided yet today. I think I know the answer, but I was supposed to be at a wedding shower on Saturday. Fiance leaves yesterday with the baby. So Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. It's like, what do I do with my hands?
It's a lot of nights.
And so yesterday after the show, I was like, I started walking out of the office. I was like, wait, I know somebody that might want to get a drink. So I ended up getting a drink. A post-work drink. I can't tell you the last time I got a post-work drink.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Which like, led.
Tuesday for me.
Yeah, of course. Which led to like. A fast food run through.
Oh, wow.
Feeding the dogs, taking them out, throwing the ball to them, playing Call of Duty.
Oh no.
Watching Suits until I fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, no.
Woke up at 5 a.m.
Amazing. Oh,
and then had 2 hours of good sleep in the bed.
He's a degenerate.
That was night one.
Boy, good for you. That's the lie.
Hitting it too hard, Ben.
Am I doing the most?
Oh, you're doing it right.
The most. He's doing the most.
Am I doing too much?
Ben, you just, you reverted back 10 years and 12 hours.
It was
just like that. Like you were getting one, you know, sense of okay, you know, your fiance is gone, no child to have to deal with, and you revert back to single Ben in a matter of 10 hours.
Somehow there was only one plate in the cabinet area.
Unbelievable.
One plate.
I'm joking. I mean, I lived by myself. I only had one plate. Remember,
I thought all the other plates were dirty. You didn't wash them.
No. Were you not there when I told the story about the one plate?
Yeah, I recall.
And I had my fiance.
And this is how this
bring
is,
a plate over for you, me you, to make
this is
her
just
a meal.
There was no way you could fail. She came over, and there was nothing that you could have done that date that would make her not be schmitten.
What number date was that?
3, 4.
Oh. I don't know what's more embarrassing, that or Strofe talking about his vows on his first date.
Strofe seems crazy and desperate.
Yeah.
I'd rather be like, hey, I don't have places.
I still think you guys are misrepresenting me.
No, we're not.
It's not like I walked in and I was like, hi, Alex.
You're getting
nice
really
to meet
self-conscious
you.
About this.
Hi,
we have
Alex.
You right where we want you.
I'm Alex. It's really nice to meet you. What would you like our wedding vows to look like?
That's okay. That's actually exactly how it went down.
But you know? Were you spying on me?
Yeah. Well, I also got confirmation from your girlfriend that that is exactly how it went down.
Ooh, he went straight to the source. Straight to the source.
And now Ben, you guys are throwing me a bachelor party.
We yes. are.
You know what, though?
You know what?
This is why Ben needs to get married ASAP. If just in one night he's sleeping on the couch playing Call of Duty.
I thought you were going to have a shirt with my my face on it.
You know what? I don't, but it's party time.
No. Kyle, we don't need to see
time.
This.
And you know what? I got to put on my party clothes for you, Ben Bruss. Yeah, I got a little bit of gut, a little bit of chest. But you know what, KBN Nation? I just put my party shirt on. I'm going to have a
button it, please.
Yeah, please button it.
I'm going to have my chest out today.
One more button, please. One more button.
It's party. It's my boy likes to party all the time.
Is that your party shirt? Y'all.
This is my party shirt, and we're having a party for my boy Ben Bruss.
An hour-long party.
He reverted back to being a degenerate at home because his lovely fiance and child are not home. And so you know what, Ben? I'm going to live it up with you because what you did yesterday—
Acceptable.
At least an hour. Well, at least.
Is this acceptable? Because after the bachelor party, I have friends coming over to play Mario Party till midnight.
Oh, wow. So now you're rushing out of here. You're becoming a filthy animal, Ben. I've never been more convinced you need to get married.
No, you do need to get married. Never been more convinced. But Brad, let him live it up. This is it. It's completely over after this. And let him be a slob.
Wait, living it up? He's playing Call of Duty and Mario Party.
Do you realize once he says I do, she has everything over him. If he thinks he can play Call of Duty without her saying something, don't have to listen. Oh, no. You got that ring on your finger now. And anything she wants, you have to do.
You're not
your
married.
Freedom.
Why am I listening to you?
My mom and dad was married. And I never forget, we had a video on of my parents watching my brother at a soccer game. We're watching a soccer game. And I just remember my mom yelled my dad's name on the video. And him in the house, hearing the video, said, "What?" And I said, "Yep, that's it. That's what it is. Yeah, that's going to be you, Ben. I'm sure Brad's a little bit nicer probably." And he probably says, "Yes, honey.
Yes, Lexi.
Yes, honey." And so I'm just saying, Ben, this is it. You better live it up because after this, you're done.
She's not going to throw his system. What do you have, PS5 or?
Only a PS4.
PS4,
If she told him there's
I haven't invested in like a system.
If she told him there's no PS4 for the next 6 months, what are you going to do?
He's not going to play for 6 months.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Maybe a brat marriage.
He got a little freedom now. Because right now, he got a little freedom.
It's easy to talk now when she's not home.
You going to tell a Bruss what you ain't going to do? Because she's going to be a Bruss. She's going to say, I'm your wife, and this is what I say we're doing.
I think you're projecting your future marriage onto me.
No, I'm just saying.
What I feel.
Brad, how much you have freedom, but when she wants to do something, do you do it?
But it's
you
Brad.
It. You do it.
Nah, it's Ben,
no,
too.
No, you bet. You do it. You go ahead and do it. You find those little small, and I mean small slivers, where you can operate in whatever level of freedom you think you earned. But I'm telling you, they are few and far between. Few and far between.
Happy wife, happy life. But Ben, right now, it's about you. It's not about your child. It's not about your future wife. It is about you. So even though I think staying up to 1 o'clock in the morning playing video games, eating bonbons, and falling asleep on the couch is pretty irresponsible, you know what? This is your last opportunity to do it, so live it up. Go ahead, pee in bottles, too. Here, I got a bottle for
you.
Are
you proud of how you've spent your bachelor, 24 hours so
far?
I'm
just letting life take me where it takes me right now.
Good.
And it's taking you to the 3rd Street Market Hall at 5 o'clock and then to play Mario Party with some friends?
Yes.
Wow.
Mario Party happen at Potawatomi Casino? I must have missed that memo.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing if we could have our Mario Party game at the sportsbook on the big
TV. That would be so great.
That'd be dope.
Mario Kart, we play some bets.
Dude!
Now that would be fun.
New idea alert.
I know.
That's better than any Hear Brad Out we've heard in the last 3 months.
We'll be there coming up soon. But Ben, I just want, please get it all out your system now. This is it.
You better reach that kill to death ratio up as high. It'll never be higher than it is right now.
Joe and the Boonies chimes in. And you know what? I gotta agree with Joe and the Boonies here. Look at Kyle Wallace go. A teammate, a friend, going all out for Ben. This has to be celebrated. Good on you, Kyle.
Yeah! Come on, text party. Party to 800-990-3776. We are sending him to prison. I mean, into marriage on the best foot.
He's already practicing his dad jokes.
Yeah, yeah, Kyle, you are as prepared
Shackles,
as
Shackles, ball and chain prison, all within the first 10 minutes.
Kyle's just as ready to get married as Ben is.
That's what I'm saying. He's projecting his own engagement onto me.
Because you're saying this all with a smile. You want this. You want this life. I can tell.
I want to try it. Yeah, I want to try it. And if I don't like it, I'm stuck, and I'm a lover forever.
Cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep her.
I'm going to try it.
And I'm a lover. I'm a lover forever.
I'm going to try it. And if I don't like it, I'm stuck.
I'm a lover forever regardless.
She's perfect. Sounds really, like a really healthy way to get in there.
She's perfect.
Is this like your bachelor party too?
No.
I think Kyle's pulling a me right now.
Yeah. Are we in a separate KBN bachelor party for you in
No, this is Kyle's bachelor party for me.
Yeah.
But it's about Kyle.
No, this is about you. But I wish this is how. Listen, when I was.
Is it about me? When I was on the street,
you're showing. And chest hair.
Wait a minute. When we go to a bachelor party, right, usually you bring some nice clothes to go to a bachelor party. You treat the bachelor to a drink. You do what he wants to do. You try to hype up things. You put him on Instagram and all the social media to hype up. We're here. Sometimes some people, women do it more often, put the little cash out. We ain't doing that for you. We're not doing that out there for
you. Well, Cody chimes in because he says it's time that Bradley Nortman opens up that fat wallet of his.
I'll do the first round.
Ooh.
First round on me. And you don't even have to stick to the happy hour menu.
Oh, wow.
Whatever you want. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroh. I mean, I'm going to take a quick peek. You talk about we aren't getting Happy Van Winkle.
You talk about KBN Nation, not just us.
Let's start with you guys.
Oh no. Kill the break.
But now I can't get Pappy.
How about this? The first 10 KBN Nation that show up, I got you.
Ooh.
I got you.
But it got to be here by what time? 5:15?
But when we walk out there.
Okay, 5 o'clock.
We walk out there, 5 o'clock.
I mean, they can come from any time from 5 to 6. People have lives and jobs. Yeah, the first 10. Any time in that
first
hour.
10. Text PARTY, 800-990-3776. PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y.
So excited. I don't think y'all understand. I'm so excited. This is our first time hanging out all together for a while. And first time in a while. What happened?
I got a text.
From the fiance?
I sure did.
Oh, wow.
Is this her first time learning about your gallivanting?
No, it has nothing. She knows that I'm playing video games and staying up too late watching Netflix. I don't know how to take this.
Oh.
If I want you to do something, you do it.
Dang right. I'm telling you. She's going to be a brush. She's giving up the name she's had her entire life to join forces with you.
She's carried your child.
You got to do what she wants.
Future children, God willing.
He said, I don't know how to take this. Yeah. Just 2 minutes ago.
She's never said anything like this before.
I can see Ben's aura just completely go down a couple notches. He knows. He knows what's in store for you. I'll tell you what's in store for you, Ben.
Go ahead and let him know.
I mean, this is going to be a life where maybe you can squeeze out 15 minutes of Call of Duty once a quarter, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to
15 minutes, that's not a full game.
But you better appreciate it. Yeah. You better appreciate those 15 minutes.
Hey, guys.
Because
the circle's closing. It's towards the end of a battle royale and I got to leave? My soldier's out to dry?
Yes, that's exactly right. Because you got some soldiers in your household led by General Mrs. Brust.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Brust has already laid down the law. This is boot camp. This is boot camp, Ben. And Call of Duty... Man,
I still don't know why Kyle's
clapping.
Because she endured your nonsense for years.
Yeah.
All the toenails, the boogers, the leaving the seat up, the pooping, the toilet, all the nonsense games, recording her life and turning her life into content all the time. She put in all that work in order to be able to tell you, okay, I did all that. Now I beat to your drum. Now it's time to beat to mine.
The bill is due.
I just, I'm literally rereading it to make sure I read it correctly. If I want you to do something, you do it.
And she put the comma. That's she put punctuation up
just
in
so
that
that there's no, confusion,
Mm-hmm. Good.
Comma, you do it.
I'm proud.
You get a tattoo of that, Ben. Get a tattoo of that so you remember
the
who's the
family tree.
Boss.
Yeah. Who's your boss?
Ha, 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 Kyle.
Who's your boss?
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I got some time.
800-990-3777. Excuse me.
He can't talk now.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Text PARTY so we can get to your head count. Brad's buying.
First 10.
Brad is buying.
First 10 KBN Nation.
Brad's buying everything. Brad is buying everything.
First 10.
Matt LaFleur says winning cures all. Brad Nortman disagrees. What a way to start. Brad Nortman dissecting Matt LaFleur's podium responses as he always does next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Tonight is the night we gonna turn up, we gonna party for Benny Bruss' big bachelor party at the 3rd Street Market Hall tonight, 5 o'clock. Don't be late. We gonna have a great time celebrating our boy Ben Bruss.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Well, Greg, you will be missed. Greg's coming to Milwaukee tonight for the games for the Marlins tomorrow and Saturday. Of course, he won't be there in time to meet us. But if you want to be there, 5 to 6 in Milwaukee at the 3rd Street Market Hall, The Avenue, 275 West Wisconsin. Text PARTY to 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talking text line.
Are you excited?
I think you're excited.
Brad, are you excited?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Strofe?
I'm enthused. I feel like I've been electrocuted. I'm so excited.
From a married man now?
I can barely contain my excitement.
All right. Just because you were at Packers training camp and you were all over
I don't have
social
shoes
media
on right now.
And, you know, this isn't about you.
I don't even
you.
Have pants on. I'm that excited.
Oh, cover up now.
We prefer
that.
You
sounds
be
so
less
disingenuous.
Excited.
Good news on the video stream. You can only see me from my waist up.
Nailed it.
Be less excited, please.
Maybe I'll wear pants. We'll all find out together.
Kyle Brustin Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Matt LaFleur spoke to the media, as he will do throughout training camp. And we have a special quote from Matt LaFleur that we could maybe tease right now. I think if you have that ready, it's probably worth starting with. Then we can get to the real good stuff. Listen to Matt LaFleur on somebody you may know.
Wilby's not here, so no extra questions.
Nailed it.
Well, sassy.
Nailed it.
Well, at least he's on his mind. Look at that.
That is true.
Wilby's not here, so no extra questions.
So Matt LaFleur.
They're all
so,
laughing at
The media laugh is the best. The knee slappers got them all going.
Was it really that funny, or they just have to laugh because it's Matt?
It's Matt.
Forced laugh. Yeah,
well, and it's a
oh,
shot.
Oh, Matt like, said a joke.
It's like when the boss laughs.
And it's
oh.
a shot at one of their like fellow guys who's always there. So I don't know. I get why they laughed.
Yeah, because you're a media dork.
Yeah, well, yeah, but if I was interviewing somebody and they said, oh, well, that Bruss guy is just a pain in my rear, I would laugh. Like if I was interviewing Greg Gard and he said, yeah, thank God Bruss isn't on this team anymore, I would laugh.
If you were in that room, Strofe, when Matt LaFleur delivered that joke, would you have laughed?
Yes. I would have. Yes.
But it's not
legitimately
fact.
Absolutely would have.
I 100% would have, yes.
Was it a joke?
I laughed when I was recording it because I cut his press conference today. Good one, Matt.
All right, let's hear from Matt on winning, curing everything.
How do you keep everybody happy?
That's a great question. Winning. Hopefully winning will keep them all happy. And, you know, I mean, the beauty of our offense is, like, you really don't know necessarily who's going to get the ball. And I think it really frees up the quarterback. He doesn't have to feel that pressure, oh, I got to get this guy the ball. And it's really on us as a staff to try to move these guys around and showcase what they can do.
That Matt LaFleur talking to the media. Just giving another media laugh. Hopefully, winning keeps everybody happy. Brad Nortman, the situation with the Green Bay Packers, simply put, is this year is pivotal, and it's major to the success of this team moving forward. Who they bring back and who they don't, and how many mouths they have to feed at the wide receiver position. The offensive, like, there's so many positions in which you're in the third or fourth year and you're looking for contracts, you're looking for money. Does winning cure everything and keep everyone happy?
You know, it doesn't. I'm not even sure Matt LaFleur truly believes what he was saying, because winning cures almost everything, but it does not cure money. And it's a hard point for, like, fans to hear, I think, sometimes. But the reality is, in the locker room, these guys are professionals first. Like, they're doing this, they're sacrificing their body and their time and their mind, their brain, purely to make money. Now, they love the game and they love their teammates and they want to win. That's all true. And you'd love to do that and make money. But if you were to ask 98% of NFL players, would you rather have this bigger contract or would you rather win a Super Bowl? You have to pick one. They would take the bigger contract. If you would say, hey, you get, you know, $2 million and you play your rookie contract, but you're going to win a Super Bowl, or you get to have a 10-year career and make $30 million, you never make the playoffs, they'll say, I'll take the $30 million, the 10 years career, and no playoffs. You'd love to have both, but the reality is these guys won't care. So Romeo Doubs, for instance, if the Packers are 9-2 in week 12, they have a bye or something, but he only has 25 catches and one touchdown, he won't be happy. Great, the team's winning, but he won't be happy. He's going to be a free agent.
Does that matter, though, if Romeo Doubs isn't happy?
Well,
if it's going to bring the team down, yes.
What Matt LaFleur is saying then is inaccurate. Like, there are too many mouths to feed. They're all too hungry, and winning will not cure it. The only thing that will cure it is production.
It will help trim the fat. It will help give you a realization of who's going to be a part of the team.
Well, and who you need, because if you're winning and someone isn't producing, then maybe they're not needed for that winning. So winning cures a lot. It does not cure money and production.
See, I hated this response for a different reason, because I think you're absolutely right. Winning doesn't cure that, especially when you got guys in the fourth year of their contract, third year of their contract that are actually thinking about dollars. Yeah, for Matthew Golden, he may have a year that maybe, you know, he doesn't get the stats that he thinks he should get, but he's going to be like, all right, well, we're winning, right? And that's what's important when you're young. But when you get to that third or fourth season where you're trying to get that contract, winning does matter, but getting that bag matters. But the issue I have with this is that Matt LaFleur is sugarcoating it. I don't care about these dudes wanting to get the ball. What Matt LaFleur should have said, and what I hope Jordan Love's mentality is this year, is when these guys talk about, I want the ball, it shouldn't be about, oh, we win, so don't worry about it. It should be, get open. Win off the line of scrimmage. If you're getting open, then I will throw you the ball. And that's why I want Jordan Love to address these guys this year. If anybody complains to Jordan Love or complains to Matt LaFleur, what I want them to do, I want them to throw on the film and say, you weren't open. You got jammed at the line. The timing was thrown off. You have to win your battles, because last year, Jordan Love tried to sugarcoat it about guys not being open. No, if you are open, you will get the ball. Tay Wicks, if you are open, you will get the ball. Romeo Doubs, if you are open, you will get the ball. Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, we can keep going down.
You didn't even mention Matthew Gold.
But what I'm saying is this. Don't sugarcoat. I don't know. Bumps win it. Get your behind open. We're going to win football games. But more importantly, I want y'all to be open. That's how you get the ball. That's how you redistribute the ball, is based off you getting open and Jordan Love being able to throw you the football and not having to scramble because you guys aren't open. So that's what it comes down to. So he gave the sugar-coated easy answer, cookie cutter, winning cures all. No, getting open cures all. Because then I can hold you accountable for the fact that you're not winning your battles against the corners.
Well, and honestly, too, he said in this offense, you never know who's going to get the ball. You never know who's going to, you know, be the one who's going to be wide receiver one for any given game. That's just not true, because we had in this offense Davante Adams, who was all pro, who put up ridiculous stats and was a bona fide wide receiver one, arguably best receiver in the NFL for those years. So we know this offense can cater to a bona fide wide receiver one. There's a void there in the Green Bay Packers locker room, and we're just waiting for somebody to fill it. So to your point, Kyle, if you want to be that guy, if you want to win, if you want to have production, if you want the money, the void is there. Somebody step into it. We're all waiting. We're all waiting for it to happen.
Are we safe to assume when the question was asked, how do you keep everybody happy, that it was specifically about the wide receivers?
100% was about the wide receivers. That's why I say boo to the answer, because the response should have just been, well, they get open, they'll be happy. That's how you get the ball.
Yeah,
that's it.
Look, at the end of the day, I'm absolutely with Kyle here. I actually love the perspective of, like, hey, it's not winning hopefully cures it. It is, there is film every day of practice, every day that you are out there, and we are going to hold you to a certain standard. And if you want touches, you'll get touches based off your productivity of winning one-on-one battles, finding the soft spots in the zone. Like, Jordan Love has a plethora of options. How great the options are, we're going to see, right? We know that Tucker Kraft is going to be a big piece of this offense. But on the outside, and in the slot, who are going to be the ones that stand out? And the best part is, right now, until the start of the season, and even within the season, the competition is going to drive the person who's going to be out there the most. Competition separates people, because you're going to see what they're made of. And when you have competition, if you have one day where you're like, I'm not really clicking or anything, somebody else is going to say, doesn't matter, I want this, and they're going to do more than you do every single day to prove it.
Yeah, and when you when Matt LaFleur says this, he's really saying, you know, I want to have an offense that's hard to predict, but he would love a wide receiver one. He really would. He would love someone to step up. He would love for someone to be impossible to cover and impossible to game plan.
He saw how good Davante Adams was and how reliable he was.
And that offense was ridiculous. So as much as he wants to say, like, oh, you never know, and I like that about our offense, he wishes a wide receiver one would emerge.
Well, you never know can also come with a wide receiver number one. Wide receiver number one can be a guy who you never know if he's going to go make that play or if it's going to open up something else for somebody that you're integrating into the offense where they're going to double team or shade over towards them and open up more space in the middle of the field or on the other side of the football field.
The competition
will bring forward who deserves to be out there.
And I hope that's what Matt LaFleur's message is, because we know Goody and Matt talk about competition. I hope at the wide receiver position, when they go out and they have who's one through four, I hope they have nobody's name. Obviously, you're going to have the top five guys you're going to put out there. But other than that, it says, y'all figure out the pecking order. You guys, your performance will determine what how many balls you'll get, how many reps you'll get. Because at the end of the day, I do believe the Green Bay Packers don't have an elite wide receiver room, but I do think they have a really good wide receiver room with a lot of different options. And so when you have a lot of different options and guys all at the same caliber, I want the cream of the crop to rise to the top. And I think that's exactly what this offseason should be about.
Exciting times ahead at American Family Field. The Cubs are coming soon. You got the Marlins this weekend. You know what's at American Family Field.
I can think of only one way to improve that environment, and that's with a carbless in your hand. So whether you're at American Family Field cheering on the Brewers, tailgating maybe, or you're on the bonfire, you're on the lake, there are so many ways that carbless is going to make that summer occasion for you that much better. And there's something that has carbless that I look at that I feel that I can trust them. I know I can trust them. When I open that can, I know every ingredient inside there is clean and has been focused on and is made for a guilt-free experience. 100 calories per can, no carbs, no gluten, no sugar, less carbonation. That means the stomach feels a whole lot better when you drink it compared to all those other guys. And the experience of the flavors is next level. Tropical Bliss variety pack, so good, along with the new mango, watermelon flavors, but also the classic cocktails, the margaritas. There is something for everybody. I think right now there's over 25 flavors, something like that. I've tried each and every one of them. I'm not going to lie, I have a hard time picking a favorite. They are all that good, and they all have a little different place in my heart. So if you want to enjoy that brewer experience or whatever you're doing in this Wisconsin summer, make it a carbless to go along with that occasion. A game day bliss or just experiencing why this is more, carbless always delivers.
Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe
is next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Hey, KBN Nation, it's getting closer. Set your clocks. 5 o'clock is almost time to get Benny Bruss right as we celebrate his freedom being taken away from him tonight at his bachelor party at the Third Street Market Hall, 5 o'clock.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin with Strofe running the show. UKBA Nation at 800-990-3776. Text party to RSVP to a one-hour happy hour celebrating my bachelor party with Kyle, with Brad, with Strofe, and myself.
And you all, KBN Nation.
Yeah.
In the office, we're passing flyers around the office as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
I need to retweet.
Who made those?
A hard worker, actually. The person who I should have went to the first time was Will.
Oh,
I texted
full time Will.
Maddie Hayes 24 at Instagram and Alex Strofe, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah, they're too worried about themselves.
And make sure you're playing a commercial as well during the break.
I am. Brad's bringing out his
money, money, money. It's a rare occasion, KBN Nation. First
time now to highlight Alex Strofe in the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
I don't know if this Wheel Strofe was meant to be written on with Expo markers, because it's not coming out anymore, and it's not coming out of the pen, so I think I know what I wrote.
All right, well, we'll all find out together another day, another dollar. Time for the Wheel of Strophe. I believe I am still on a push-up protest because I'm sore.
What? That's not, what? What do you mean push-up protest? Dude, you have, that's weakness leaving your body. You just got to keep working.
Powerful. What's that supposed to mean? Weakness leaving your body?
What does that mean?
Oh, he's
he wouldn't know.
He
never played sports.
There's no way you picked up any ball in your life.
All right, go ahead and spin the
Wheel of Strophe.
I will, Dave. I'll have one for you. I know you're heading up north.
Bad spin.
Something's going on with his wheel. That's a blank spot.
How is there a blank spot? I had five things.
I missed one.
Push-ups!
Weakness leaving the body.
Hold on a minute. You wrote down, it wasn't a blank spot.
Did you write down Houdini?
Oh, you can't see.
Or Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, I just don't have Houdini.
I can't read anything.
Okay, so it was Houdini.
Houdini. Okay, let's do Houdini.
Did you guys know how Harry Houdini died?
I don't know who Harry Houdini is.
Oh, no.
Doing the act. Wait, you don't know who he is? A magician?
Wisconsin legend.
The band? Who is Harry Houdini?
Don't look it up.
Dude, obviously you guys said he's a magician.
Oh, well, there you go.
You've never heard of Harry
Houdini? He changed the magician game.
Like Harry, the most famous magician of all time.
Did he die doing a magic act?
No.
Oh, no.
He got in a religious debate with a student backstage who then punched him several times. And then Houdini went out and performed and died while performing because his appendix burst from the punches.
Come on.
He got his ass kicked, then performed, and then died. I found that out yesterday.
A true magician would never go out that way.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I found that out yesterday because I said Jaden Reed had a Houdini-esque disappearing act last year. And then Josh DiMaggio told me.
That makes sense to me now. A Houdini act.
Oh, my gosh. You just heard people saying it.
I knew it had something to do with a disappearance.
Okay, well, without a doubt, there will be a Harry Houdini question. Are you smarter than Ben Bruss?
I did not know Harry Houdini had.
Had what?
I didn't know he had a connection to Wisconsin.
Uniforms!
Packers new uniforms have been released. The 1923 replica, kind of. Leather helmets. So, like, they're hand-painted leather helmets. And then blue jerseys, yellow trim. A little bit better than the 2010s, like, circle.
Circle ones.
Yeah. It's just blue and yellow. I think I like them this time.
I feel as if, like, it's really hard to do the helmet with, like, the way they wore leather helmets. Like, it's kind of confusing to look at. You know what you're looking at, but it doesn't, like, truly show. My whole thing about these uniforms is if you love the Green Bay Packers, you're going to love the uniforms. If you were a fan of any of the other 31 NFL teams, you're going to be like, those are kind of ugly. But they don't understand the history behind the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, first of all, I think they were listening to hear Brad out because I said the Packers should change their color scheme to navy blue and yellow. And what do you know? Navy blue and yellow. And oh, everyone's clamoring
for it. They already did it years ago.
So I know, but how sleek do they look is one thing.
Don't try and take credit for this.
I am taking credit for it. I better get residuals. So
demanding.
I like them except for the helmet. First of all, the University of Illinois did it the same exact thing like 2 years ago. So it feels like they're just copying them. It's almost a replica of University of Illinois. I like the blue and yellow. I like that they're cleaner than like the circle. But trying to make the leather helmet, it just looks weird to me. It looks weird.
I love it. I love it. The first rendition of it was bad. The one they had before, but this one is sleek. It is not really yellow. It's more like
wasn't it just like a brown helmet, too?
I would rather them do
It was just like a straight brown.
It was blue. I think it was straight.
I would rather them
brown
do like
pants
that,
with the blue.
That Wisconsin guy like running. As opposed, like, on their helmet, like a retro logo.
The helmet is dope. Dope.
Illinois already did it.
I don't care. We're better.
Oh, Strofe.
Hulk Hogan. I shouldn't. Hulk Hogan.
Pour one out for Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, the longtime WWE wrestler. Made an appearance in Milwaukee last year, if I'm not mistaken.
He sure did. I have a video on my phone. I was at the RNC when it happened.
What you gonna do when Hulkamania comes down on you, brother? The Hulkster passes away today at the age of 71. In honor, can you each give me your best Hulk Hogan?
I'm not... Like, I obviously know who Hulk Hogan is, but I've never watched him wrestle.
Come on, brother. You know what it is. I'm the best entertainer. I'm going to move my hand this way and put it on my ear like this. I'm going to put my hand over here and put it on my over here. Oh, I messed this up. But Hulkamania, what you going to do when Hulkamania comes for you, brother?
You sound more Macho Man Randy Savage, but he also rest in peace.
But he also said, what you going to do
that's true,
when Hulkamania comes for you with the leg drop?
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty good.
Brad?
I'm a big Hulk Hogan fan.
I fear no man, no beast or evil, brother.
That's good.
The strained voice helps me in that one, actually.
Yeah, it did.
Can you hand me one of those quotes?
Oh, you have a quote list?
Yeah.
I Googled top Hulk Hogan quotes. Because I don't know what he says.
What you gonna do
except brother?
When Hulkamania comes for you? I fear no man, no beast or evil, brother.
That's what I just said.
He did say
you used the same quote and did it worse.
He sounded like more like Bane than he did Hulk Hogan.
This is hard. I see why you chose the one you did.
Yeah. That's why I chose that one too.
Train, say your prayers, and eat your vitamins, brother, because Hulkamania, the Hulkster, is coming for you.
I love Hulk Hogan. Until he kind of said some rogue stuff.
That's it for the Wheel of Strofe today?
He died of a heart attack. Anybody curious what he was doing?
Nope, I'm going to let the autopsy reveal that. 800-990-3776.
He did roids, though, didn't he?
Had to.
Kyle.
Had to.
Just okay?
Let him rest in peace.
Just okay?
I mean, because you got it's bad for your heart. Just listening. Don't do steroids.
Do you know what his real name is?
Terry Balboa.
Terry Balboa.
Like
yeah, Terry Jean.
Maybe not Balboa.
Terry. You never watched the TV show he had?
No.
Yeah, he had a TV show with his ex-wife.
That's true.
You love reality TV, don't you?
Well, I didn't really watch that one too often, but I mean, it was Hulk Hogan.
Why don't you do us a big favor and tell us how to protect yourself?
Oh, what you gonna do, brother, if you get in a car accident? I tell you what to do. You feel good because you have American Family Insurance on your side. So that's why I love American Family Insurance, and I want you to be able to get them just like me. Because with American Family Insurance, you can dream fearlessly and insure carefully. But more importantly, they have great auto policies or house policies for you as well for insurance. So all you have to do is visit AmFam.com. That is AmFam.com today, and they will take great care of you. And also, you can get a quote right there on the spot. But then another thing I love about American Family Insurance. What is that, brother? Well, American Family Insurance, brother. They love the Brewers just like we do. And what you can do is they have something called Parking Lot Patio during Kids Day. And before first pitch, you can head over to the clock tower entrance outside American Family Field and let the fun begin. From face painting to temporary tattoos to photo ops and yard games, free giveaways and live music, you can have a great time with the whole family at the Parking Lot Patio. Brought to you by American Family Insurance.
Over-unders coming up next here on Kyle Bruss-Nortman. Last week was electric. No Kyle, just me and Brad. The top 10 Brewers in strikeouts in 2025. Brad got -1. I got 9 to help the over at 8.5. We'll see what's on the docket
negative
today.
-1 + 9 = 8.
Well, he didn't actually say anything. He just helped me get one wrong.
I used
me the wrong
our
direction.
Like hole punch, the wrong one.
Yes.
Hole punch?
Yeah, the hole punch.
The wrong answer hole punch?
Oh, like a Scantron?
No, more like a coupon.
What the hell are you talking about?
Dude, take a break over there. 800-990-3776. Caller 6 and caller 9 for over-under. We swear you won't win a 4XL t-shirt. 800-990-3776.
I cannot swear that.
800-990-3776.
Can we order new t-shirts?
Can I get the damn callers, please?
Well, I think it's important that we establish that. If people won't call, they're going to get a 4X t-shirt.
We should bell curve this t-shirt order, you know? Mostly mediums and larges.
With a hole punch.
Very, you know, only
Strofe
a couple
will have 4X. A category and an over-under for caller 6. Caller 6 will have the category and the over-under from you. Caller 9 will be stuck on the other side. 800-990-3776. It's over-under next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Tonight is the night we gonna turn up. We gonna party for Benny Bruss' big bachelor party at the 3rd Street Market Hall tonight, 5 o'clock. Don't be late. We gonna have a great time celebrating our boy Ben Bruss.
on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin.
This one's for Brad on the Carbless Talking text line. Taylor in Waukesha chimes in. Strofe is the type of guy that blows on hot Cheetos to cool them down before he eats them.
Clown. Wow. The creativity.
That was funny.
That's a good one, but I massively enjoy spicy food.
Have you ever had hot Cheetos before?
Of course.
I've never seen
either. Have you seen his diet? You said he's never ate anything from the earth.
But I mean, Flamin' Hot, I've never
grown
seen
them. From the earth, that
really?
Is.
Really? I don't really eat them at work, I guess. I don't really do a lot of chips at work.
Yeah. You should stop eating it. It's really going to tear.
Have you ever had the cheddar jalapeno Cheetos?
No.
Can we play over
cheddar
under,
jalapeno?
Please?
Those are delicious.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Over Under time on KBN. Caller 6 today, Derek in Wanakee. He is not a believer in you. He's on the under.
Ooh.
Caller 9, that's Nolan in Theresa. Not Teresa, Ben. Nolan in Theresa. He is on the over. He was very excited about it and said, hey, I would gladly take a 4XL t-shirt if they win.
Yeah.
So good. Well, we're working for you, Nolan. We know we got them.
Okay, fellas, I'm going to guess Brad is the final answer guy today, but I'll let you make the decision. I am looking for the top 10 active Green Bay Packers salaries for 2025. So they're 10 active highest paid players. That does not count dead money. So no Jair Alexander, et cetera, right? Get it?
On average per year?
It is this year only.
So this year's cap hit.
This year's cap hit, top 10 players.
Interesting.
Brad, you're okay. The cap guy.
The over-under is 8.5.
Oh, that's high.
What?
That's very high.
Why are you doing stuff like this?
Would you relax? Every week, we go within one of the line I said. I think I've earned my stripes here.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, Brad's your final answer guy. Your time starts in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, well.
J-Love.
J-Love, final answer.
Yeah, he's number one, $29.6 million this year.
Rashawn Gary, final.
He is number two, $25.7 million this year.
Kenny Clark, final.
You are cooking. Number three, $20.3 million.
Aaron Banks, final.
Yeah, he's number seven at $9 million.
Now, that's a big drop-off. Zach Tom, I'm guessing, is on this list. Are you final?
Not for this year. He's still in the
this
final
This with
year.
Updated contract?
This is the final year of his
deal. Did you already say Josh
extension.
Jacobs? Did you already say Josh Jacobs?
No.
Josh Jacobs, final.
Josh Jacobs, final.
Zach Tom's still on his rookie deal until next
year.
Josh
Xavier
Jacobs
McKinney?
Is number six, 11.3.
Did we say Xavier already?
We haven't. Xavier McKinney,
Xavier McKinney.
Final.
That's correct. He's number four, 17.8 million. You have six right.
We need to go three out of
Elton Jenkins. Y'all say Elton Jenkins
four out of four, don't we?
Well, we have one, two, three.
Did we say Elton
four,
Jenkins?
Five.
Three out of six. You,
did we say Elton Jenkins?
You have six right with seven guesses.
Let's start. Let's
do we say Elton Jenkins?
Elton
Jenkins getting paid a lot of money. We know that. He's getting paid more than $10 million this year.
I guess so. His third contract. Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah, Elton Jenkins.
Yeah, Elton Jenkins.
You have the top seven. He is number five at $17.6 million. You are missing the bottom three.
Okay, so now we need to
So we need
about,
two out of three?
So it's a.
You have two guesses left.
So that's it?
It's less than. So Banks is at nine. And we have 8, 9, and 10.
So he said Nate Hobbs.
Hobbs is a good guess.
You already said Nate Hobbs.
No, we didn't.
Oh, Nate Hobbs. He's making $12 million a year.
Let's continue thinking because
down.
It can be low on the first year.
We have some time, yes. The way they structure it, is lower on the first year usually and higher because then they have a better out and can save money and they
what
cut.
What about first-round draft picks that are in their final year, like Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt?
Quay and Devontae might be good guesses.
Who else?
Who is before them?
How much is Keyshawn? He's making $4 million a year or $6 million a year?
I think 4 or 6. It's pretty low.
1 minute.
So we got Hobbs, Quay. Quay was before Devontae, right?
I don't like Hobbs for the record.
What about LVN? He was 13th overall pick.
Okay.
That's pretty high.
And it was $9 million for Banks.
But Quay is in the final year of the deal.
Devontae Wyatt's fifth year option got picked up. That's got to be a pretty high hat.
Oh, you think that's next year? You're right.
Oh.
Wyatt just helped it.
But he should still be like 5 seconds.
So we got Hobbs, LVN, Quay, Wyatt.
I'm trying to think of anybody
else that's like
signed.
An extension. I don't think so.
No receivers getting paid much. I don't know how much Matthew Gold is making.
McManus?
4 million a year, yeah, five, four and a half.
Let me say we do Quay.
Okay.
Do it.
Quay, follow.
10, 9, 8.
LVN,
seven,
final.
No,
Nate Hobbs.
6.
Nate Hobbs.
5.
I know we didn't get
4,
it.
4.
Oh, no.
2.
You guys had
1.
It. You guys had it. You had the right thought on the first round picks. LVN was drafted later, thus getting higher guaranteed money.
But he's
drafted earlier.
He's less.
Well, no, like he got drafted a year after, so the money for first round picks went up. So LVN was number 10. Nate Hobbs was number 9. Keyshawn Nixon was number 8.
I shouldn't have.
Where's Quay?
Number 11.
Oh,
I shouldn't have let them take control. I shouldn't have.
Well, speak up.
I did speak up. Hobbs.
I don't like Hobbs for the record.
How much is Hobbs making this year?
I believe it's $6.8 million.
Oh, that's still.
I'm sorry. That's Keyshawn Nixon.
Quay was 11.
Oh,
that's
shoot.
About.
I thought it'd make it more, but still.
Yeah, you guys said every name on the list. You just actually, I don't know if you ever said Keyshawn Nixon.
No, I did. Kyle did.
Okay.
Kyle's.
It was a good.
Something.
I think Kyle's good line.
No.
It's a good line.
Dang it.
We
man.
Were right there.
We lost on his bachelor party day.
Congrats to Derek and Wanakee. Apologies and condolences to Ben on his bachelor
well,
party.
Well, we can
day.
Pour one out for him.
What I can That's tell true. You is on bachelor party night, Cheez-It Pizza is on the menu when I get home. Each crust is a giant original Cheez-It flavored cracker crust that is square shaped, ultra thin, super crispy, and is the perfect amount of combination of Cheez-It flavor. They have 4 amazing flavors. You have Italian 4 cheese. Cheddar Jack, pepperoni. So, like, again, I'm telling you, if you have not been to the local grocer and looked for the Cheez-It pizza, you are missing out on life. Because people are like, oh, I've loved Cheez-Its my entire life. And I'm like, if you love Cheez-Its, you will love the Cheez-It pizza. It's not one of those where if you like watermelon the fruit and you don't like watermelon the candy, that's not the case here. These connect. The Cheez-It pizza connects in a way where when you have a delicious bite, it is amazing every single time. So find Cheez-It frozen pizza in your local grocer's freezer and taste what all that screaming is about. Big day up
Stinky
at Packers
Ben.
Training camp.
Stinky Ben.
Over to the misclick of Alex Rowe for the KBN Sports Desk.
No, that was on purpose. Stinky Ben, you guys lost. So I saw a couple questions on the text line. I explained it at the beginning on over-under. No dead money in over-under, but for those curious, Jair Alexander would have been number 4 on this list. Preston Smith would have been number 7 on this list. And shockingly, Devondre Campbell would have made this list.
He's still getting paid.
The Packers
They signed him to a big deal after his all-pro year.
$7.9 million the Packers owe him this year.
Man, so he's still getting paid from the Packers right now?
And or he's just going to be grumpy, disheveled, and bad.
Well, I think that's
just
dead money.
So he already got
to
pay
they have to
whatever.
Recognize the cap hit. I don't think he's getting paid by them.
Boy, he had a quick fall.
Very quick.
Quick rise.
Is he even on a team right now?
I don't remember. He walked off on the 49ers too, didn't he, last year?
Yeah, he's done, I think.
Yeah,
he walked
on.
He walked off like on the 49ers.
He might have had a CTE.
Let's not do that. But what we can do is take a look into day 2 of Packers training camp. Because if you follow the Packers, you need to hear Alex Stroph give you every update according to Twitter X and all the people up at Lambeau Field, because there were some big things happening. You'll be filled in on everything in 2 minutes.